This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Squatter settlements along Kathmandu's river banks in Thapathali, Gairigaon and Sinamangal removed. 80% squatters of Manohara river bank leave their settlement before dismantling of illegal structures. Nepal marks 11th earthquake memorial day today in commemoration of devastating 2015 Gorkha earthquake. And Iran's Foreign Minister Araghchi in Islamabad for talks with US as Israel creates fire with Hezbollah in Lebanon. Now the news in detail. The structures built on the public land along the Bagmati River in Kathmandu are being dismantled as per the government's directives. The unorganized settlements along the Bagmati River bank in Thapathali, Gairigaon and Sinamangal have been removed today. However, squatters in the Manohara area of Bhaktapur have left their huts and settlements after authorities began clearing structures built by encroaching on public and private land. Squatters living along the banks of Manohara River in Lokanthali, Madhepur Timi Municipality 1 started vacating the area. Expressing full support for the government's campaign to clear squatter settlements, 777 families have begun leaving the area. Superintendent of Police Surya Bahadur Kharga of the District Police Office Bhaktapur said that around 80% of the Manohara squatter settlement residents have already left with their belongings. The government had directed the eviction of squatters from the public land on the banks of the Bagmati River, and since this morning, those living there have moved elsewhere. A large number of security personnel have been mobilized in the area. Police said although security personnel were kept on high alert to prevent possible obstacles, there have been no obstruction of classes so far. Nepal marked the 11th earthquake memorial day today in commemoration of devastating 2015 Gorkha earthquake. The powerful earthquake of 7.6 magnitude with its epicenter in Barpak of Gorkha struck on the 25th of April in 2015, killing 8,979 people. Similarly, 22,309 people were injured while it caused widespread destruction of homes, schools, health facilities and cultural heritage sites. A decade after the earthquake, thousands of damaged structures across Nepal are yet to be fully rebuilt, highlighting ongoing gaps in reconstruction efforts. According to official data, around 1 million private houses were damaged, along with 7,553 schools, 544 health institutions and hundreds of government buildings and heritage sites. Critical infrastructure, including water supply systems, roads and settlements, also suffered major impacts. President Ramchandra Pardal has emphasized the need for public awareness and preparedness to minimize seismic risks and adopting safety nets to protect from earthquakes. In his message on the occasion of the 11th Memorial Day of the 2015 Gorkha earthquake, President Pardal said, "As our country is at high risk of natural disasters, it is equally important to raise public awareness on effective earthquake risk reduction measures, preparedness, response and protective measures to avoid loss and damage it can incur." President Pardal paid tribute to all who lost their lives during the devastating earthquake and its subsequent aftershocks. Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Karnal has stated that the current government is focused on enhancing foreign relations and diplomatic practices by prioritizing adherence to the diplomatic code of conduct. During an event organized by his party, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party (RSP) in Manamaizu of Tarkeshwar Municipality 10 today, he mentioned that efforts are being made to ensure that diplomatic code is uniformly applied to the Prime Minister, ministers and individuals in public office. He reiterated that the government is working for good governance and prosperity in line with the party manifesto. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Zhang Maoming and Indian Ambassador to Nepal Navin Srivastava met Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Biraj Bhaktasrestha on Friday. In the meeting held separately, Chinese Ambassador discussed with the Energy Minister a range of matters aimed at advancing mutually beneficial practical cooperation. They also exchanged views on how to cope with the current regional energy challenges. In addition, a commitment has been expressed to cooperate and collaborate for common prosperity and public interest by promoting the energy and water resources sectors as an important basis for mutual cooperation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के थाहैन, नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो, सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ, त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाइ।
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ, नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ नि त।
चौध पन्ध्र मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाइ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Embassy of Nepal in Bangladesh organized the program Nepal-Bangladesh Relations Advancing Economic Cooperation in Rangpur of Bangladesh on Friday evening. Addressing the occasion, Ambassador of Nepal to Bangladesh, Ghanshyam Bhandari, underscored the wide-ranging opportunities for bilateral cooperation in areas such as trade, transit, energy, connectivity, education and tourism. He also emphasized the importance of strengthening business connections to foster a more robust economic partnership between the two countries. Now, a sports update. Nepal has defeated the United Arab Emirates UAE by 37 runs in the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2. Chasing a target of 201 runs in the T20 International Cricket Stadium today, the UAE was packed in 48.2 overs and scored only 163 runs. Opting to bat first, Nepal was all out in 48.2 overs and scored 200 runs. Now, Nepal will compete against Oman on Wednesday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has released a statement following his meeting with Pakistan's head of armed forces, Asim Munir. The BBC cited the statement as saying they discussed the latest developments related to the ceasefire between Iran and the US. It also says Araghchi shared Iran's views and considerations on ending the war. The statement adds, Asim Munir said, Pakistan is ready to continue its mediation efforts. The White House says U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Donald Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner are heading to Pakistan for Iran talks on Saturday. However, Iran's Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Bakai, who says Araghchi would be meeting only Pakistani high-level officials. He said no meeting is planned to take place between Iran and the U.S. and Iran's observation would be convened to Pakistan. Meanwhile, the Israeli military and Hezbollah have continued trading fire, with both sides accusing each other of violating a recently extended ceasefire. Iran has resumed commercial flights from the capital, Tehran's international airport, for the first time since the United States and Israel attacked the country 2 months ago. Al Jazeera cited Iran's state-run television as reporting flights for Istanbul, Muscat and the Saudi Arabian city of Medina took off from Tehran's Imam Khomeini International Airport on Saturday. Iran's state-owned carrier Iran Air operated its inaugural flight from Tehran to the second-largest city of Mashhad after a 56-day hiatus. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshima, Tez, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, as well as in the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain and snowfall at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of these provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Squatter settlements along Kathmandu's riverbanks in Thapathali, Gairigaon and Sinamangal removed. 80-person squatters of Manohara Riverbank leave their settlement before dismantling of illegal structures. Nepal marks 11th earthquake memorial day today in commemoration of devastating 2015 Gorkha earthquake. And Iran's Foreign Minister Araghchi in Islamabad for talks with US as Israel trades fire with Hezbollah in Lebanon. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.